On the roads of the Brazos Valley and looking at historical markers, and I love this part of Bravo Brazos Valley. Right now I'm on Highway 290 just outside of Hempstead, and I'm looking at the historical marker for the Gross Family Plantations. Here's what it says. Pioneers in this Texas area had early cotton gin and ferry. Founder of the family was Jared E. Gross from 1782 when he was born, died in 1836. Came to Texas in 1822. His large wagon train brought elaborate plantation equipment. Gross built Bernardo and Gross Retreat. Ayers built Pleasant Hill, Eagle Island, and Leyendo, the only surviving Gross mansion, which is about 2 miles northwest of where I'm standing. A contribution of the family to the cause of Texas freedom was providing rations and ferry service to the army of General Houston on the eve of the San Jacinto victory. Descendants have contributed leadership to the state. Now, this historical marker was planted in 1970. Right next to it, here on Highway 290 outside of Hempstead, is another historical marker, the Clear Creek Confederate War Camps. And here's what it says. Although no physical evidence has been found of the Confederate campsite in this area, historical accounts have established that this part of Waller County was the location of several Civil War encampments. The close proximity of Clear Creek, the railroad, and the city of Hempstead made this area a logical site for training soldiers and for holding federal prisoners. Although Camp Gross and Camp Herbert were the most widely known, other camps were known to have been established as the need existed and were abandoned when no longer necessary. This historical marker was planted here in 1985, and kind of interesting, it's a historical marker, although they say that it really might not be the site of a Confederate camp, but evidence says that it is. But still, it got a historical marker. Right here on 290, the traffic is coming by just outside of Hempstead. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.